Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.
Joining me today is Talita Oosthuizen and Mrs. South Africa 2025 finalist, taking a bold stance, calling on South Africans to raise funds to fight human trafficking.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me.
So there is an urgent call for South Africa to help fight human trafficking, and you are part of the change and trying to drive this change. Tell me a little bit more about why you chose this.
Roslo, I am unfortunately, as a child, I experienced injustice. And so this hit close to home. It's important for me to bring that awareness because it happens in your own home. Hmm. So then I watched the movie. I don't know if you know Sound of Freedom.
Yes.
And I just realized, no, this is something that I have to talk about. It's real. It's happening in our country. And I commented on that. Nico Pinoja, he had a Instagram live with one of the actors of Sound of Freedom. And I commented on that live. And I said to them, you know, how can I get involved? And then Shatrin Shackles was the company that actually responded. And that's how our relationship started with Shatrin Shackles and the fight against human trafficking, because it hit home for me.
And Shattering Shackles, they're a non-profit organization.
That's correct. They're a non-profit organization, and they are solely dependent on donations. They are actually based in Port Elizabeth, and they do amazing work in the area and in South Africa, and I'm one of the housing ambassadors for Shattering Shackles.
And, you know, human trafficking is often called a hidden crime, and as we know, we look at the stats, it's growing.
Yeah.
And, you know, with an estimated of 250,000 victims in South Africa alone, what would you say, you know, can you share your insight on how widespread the problem really is in South Africa?
Yeah, it's actually, the 250,000 is crazy. And that's only based on people that actually got to report what's happened to them. There are thousands that don't have the means to actually go and report it because they're afraid. They can't. They're still victimized. And there's still traffic. So there's definitely a whole lot more than that. But in South Africa, we are a source country, we are a transit country, and we are a destination country. So what does that mean is people are being taken from our country, people move through our country, and then people are brought through our country to be trafficked. And so the problem is real in South Africa. And why they call it the hidden crime is because people don't talk about it. I mean, if you talk to people on the ground and you start talking about the topic, human trafficking, the people are afraid. It's like, we know about it, but we don't want to talk about it. Because it's so horrifying. And it can happen in your own house, like you worked with in my circumstances. It can happen in your neighbor's house. It can happen in church. It can happen in school. And people don't talk about it. So that is why they call it the hidden crime. But it is a real problem in South Africa. And if I can just give you a stat here, it is, like you said, the fastest growing crime in the world. And it generates approximately $240 billion a year from exploiting innocent lives. And that's only second to the illegal arms trade. And then after human trafficking, then only comes the drug trade. So that just gives you, you know, a rough idea of where human trafficking is and how horrifying the stats really are.
And you've chosen to use this, you know, for Mrs. South Africa, the platform, as a vehicle for this cause. How does the pageantry provide a unique opportunity to demonstrate action for change?
So, you know, being part of the South Africa, they always say, the sash has power, and it's so true, because this allows me the opportunity to put radio stations like Ofia and various other, you know, organizations. But that is the power of it. I can go out, I can go and talk and create that awareness, and that's important for me, you know. And human trafficking, because it's hit home and because it's so close to my heart, the two formed a very close relationship, because Mrs. South Africa, one of the four pillars that they stand for is community. And community is what human trafficking is for me. I can help the community. I can create that awareness and talk to children and talk to parents about actually what's going on there. So it's not only, you know, being the girl walking on stage with high heels and makeup on in a beautiful evening gown. It's so much more. The pageant is not just a pageant as per se. It's actually what they call it, an empowerment program. And the NDA of life, because that is exactly what they're allowing us to do, to create this opportunity for us to talk about organizations that are close to our close to my heart, like Shattering Shackles.
And let's talk about that. You know, Shattering Shackles, you say they are based in Port Elizabeth and they're doing critical work on the ground. Can you explain what they do and how they fundraise and why it is so important for us to be supporting?
So Shattering Shackles, yes, they're based in Port Elizabeth, and they are solely reliant on donations. They don't get any government funding. They do, here and there, they do talks at schools as well in the area. They, I know they have been on offer in Port Elizabeth as well, trying to create that awareness. But they need funding to do the groundwork, to do go and do the investigation, to get the victims out of those circumstances. To actually get psychiatrists and psychologists in to help them. They need money and funds for fuel, for basic necessities, clothing. When the victims come out, they don't have anything. You know, they don't have food, they don't have money, they don't have fuel, they don't have clothes, they don't have your basic that a person needs. And Shattering Shackles, they have bills to pay. They also need electricity. They need water. They need a housing, so that's why they need the funding for it, for those basic needs, but also then to do the work that they do, the critical work that they do, they need funding for. And that's why we ask the public to help with donations, because if it's not for us as a public, Shattering Shackles and organizations like Shattering Shackles will not be there to assist.
And you also will be visiting schools and communities with this organization to educate young people. And I think that is very important to know what to look out for, because I think, like you mentioned earlier, yes, you hear of human trafficking. There are even movies made about human trafficking around the world. And you watch this and, okay, it's an action film, but it's real. It's somebody's real story. And, you know, you actually sit back and you go, well, what do I look out for? How do I know how to deal with this when it happens or if it does happen to me? So what are some of the most important safety measures that you'll be sharing with these young people?
So when you go to schools, and you're so right, you need to know the signs. And some are clear, but there's also some that's very subtle and that you actually have to go and have a conversation with the person to find out. But when we go to schools and communities, we try and keep the conversation separate from the parents and from the children, because we find that children won't open up or and they won't speak, and same with the parents. So we try and keep it separate, and when we talk to the parents, we tell them, listen, you have to check the phones, your children's phones. You have to. They're not going to like it, but you have to do it. You need to know who your kids are talking to, because that's where they where everything starts, is with a conversation on a telephone, on WeChat, on WhatsApp, on Instagram, and direct messaging, on gaming platforms. They talk to the kids and the children. So it's so important to check up with your children and also to have a chat and say to them, listen, I see that you on your phone a lot. Is there some platform that you would like to discuss with me? Because, you know, maybe I can help you with something, or maybe, you know, I want to be on like a WeChat or something and I don't know how it works. Please show me. Rather go into a conversation with your child than tell them don't, because then they switch off and, you know, then, you know, children, they disobey and then they go in a different direction and then they will do it on purpose. So rather have that open discussion with your children rather than to say no. And also, another tip that I can give is if you see your child is shying away and not being in any conversations anymore, and then you go and talk to them as well. That is the telltale sign. And also when you go into like a mom and her daughter, they have a special bond. Sometimes you'll go sit with her in the bathroom and while she baths, and you'll have a nice chat with her. Just you know, scroll over the little body and just make sure there's no cuts or you know, self-infected cuts or bruises or anything like that, because they will hide that away as well. And they might say, listen, please don't come in. And then you also know that's a telltale sign. And that's not just only for human trafficking. That just might be for any form of abuse. And when we talk to children, then we say to them, listen, we don't mean the guy on the corner or the woman on the corner. It is via your Instagram lives, your DMs, WeChat, WhatsApp, on gaming platforms. If it's a stranger that wants to talk to you, don't. It is usually a perpetrator, a possible perpetrator. We can't all say every person is, but it might be a possible perpetrator. And they may come across as a friend, because that's how the grooming starts. If they would say to the person, oh, I saw that you were bullied at school, or your friend went so nice to you, and this becomes a problem, you know, and this child starts feeling, oh, wow, he's actually looking at me and he's seeing me, and maybe, you know, I can become friends with this person. And so it starts.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, your child is sending photos to a complete stranger, and she or he thinks this person is the same age as what they are, and it's just a helping hand.
Yeah.
And then those photos get spread the worldwide, and it's actually a topic that is for another day of where the photos go, and it's horrifying. So we tell them, don't talk to strangers anything, and never, never, ever send photos of yourself. And when you post on social media, be careful of what you post. The last for instance, you and we say this to the parents as well. The parents want everybody to know, oh, it's the first day of school, or my child did so great, here's some certificate, because they've got people that they know worldwide, so they want their family and friends to see what is happening.
Yeah.
But then the problem is, they post photos with a school uniform, but they know what school these people are and the children are. They know the names, if there's certificates, they can see their names, they can see the age. And sometimes people post with a vehicle where they can see the vehicle registration, and they've got all of this information given to them free, because yeah, it's on a social media platform.
That's a very interesting point that you made, Talita, because we sometimes don't think about that. You know, we just end up posting our pictures, not sort of blurring out anything. We're just showing off, basically, just sharing, and sometimes in just, you know, really innocently sharing our lives. But we don't think about the implications. And, you know, you just mentioned quite a few now, registration, your kid's school uniform. It's those simple things. And of course, their faces. I mean, you would love to show family and friends your kids growing up. But like you said, it's those little details that people need to be careful of.
They really need to be careful of that, and because it can have dire consequences, and you have to sit with that for the rest of your life. So rather just don't do it.
No, absolutely. I agree with you. Just lastly, I wanted to know for our listeners and for those listening to the podcast who want to support your campaign, you know, whether by donating, voting, or spreading awareness, where can they donate and how can they get involved?
Thank you. So, on my, for me personally, for Mr. South Africa, if your listeners would like to vote for me, they can vote. SMS 47587, and they just SMS my name, Talita Oosthuizen, to 47587, and it's £3 per SMS. But for human trafficking and to assist Shattering Shackles, they can contact me directly for information of donating money. Or even if it's not monetary and they want to assist with printing or clothes or anything like that, they can WhatsApp me on my number 082-377-0085.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Talita. I really appreciate you just taking the time to chat to me a little bit today about human trafficking. Of course, it is Human Trafficking Awareness Week, and that is why it's so important that we have this discussion. That's Talita Oosthuizen, and Mrs. South Africa 2025 finalist, has partnered with Shattering Shackles, a nonprofit fighting trafficking in persons, to raise funds for awareness, education, and professional support services to help protect lives. Talita, all of the best with your campaign, with your talks and chats at the schools and communities. All of the best.
Thank you so much, and thank you for allowing me this opportunity on this platform. Thank you very much, Rossi.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.